Hey, everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who help keep the lights on and make sure that this virtual tailgate party keeps rocking and rolling all year long. Take a few minutes, go to our website at tailgateradio.com and click on one of our sponsor links. You won't be disappointed, and it doesn't cost a penny to look. Again, thank you for all your support of Tailgate Radio, making us one of the most successful podcasts in the sports and outdoor category. Enjoy this week's episode.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bib on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And we've got a great show for you. You know, we love bringing in the celebrities. We love bringing in the chefs. We love bringing in the guys that know about beer and wine and all that. But one of my favorites is when we bring in somebody that's got a really cool gadget that's going to make your grilling, your cooking, your tailgating experience just that much better. And this week we've got a great guest. He's Dan Teicher, and he is the founder, the big kahuna, the big cheese, with the Grill Minder. And if you want to log on to your smartphone or your laptop or whatever and go to thegrillminder.com before he comes on and we have our segment a little later, go do that and check it out, because it is a really, it's an essential. It's an essential product for your tailgating and your grilling experience. And whether you tailgate or not, for your grilling experience, for your backyard experience, the Grill Minder is something that you're going to want to have. And I'll let him tell you the details behind it, because it is it's one of those products that you would think it was already out there, and it's not. And it's now it is. And he is going to tell you about that and how you can get your hands on your very own Grill Minder. And there's a rumor that there might even be a little discount for Tailgate Radio listeners. So we will be bringing you Dan Teicher with the Grill Minder after our first break. We've also got a segment this week from the big-time breakdown host himself, the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild, called You've Got to Be Freaking Kidding Me. So I'm excited to hear from Jason this week as well. But before we get into that, folks, I just want to tell you again how excited I am that you are tuning in to Tailgate Radio. We are growing by leaps and bounds every single week. We continue to climb that chart. You know, it's a tough row to hoe in the world of podcasting. You know, there's over 600,000 podcasts out there in the world, and that number is expected to triple in the next 5 years. And so being a part of this community is very interesting, and the fact that we're successful at it is even more exciting to me. And the main reason, really the only reason we're successful, is because of you. And so continue to tune in, to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app. We have some new listeners from across the pond in Europe that are listening to us on Audio Boom, and we're excited about that. So thank you so much, folks, over there in Europe and Australia and New Zealand as well. They are big Audio Boom users in that part of the world, and it is growing in the U.S. as well. But we want to thank you so much for that. And you can always check us out on social media, on Twitter, at Tailgate Radio. And our website, as always, is tailgateradio.com. We have some great links on our website that you can check out, one of which, one of my favorites, is the guys in Chicago. the guys at Shirtsicle that make our Tailgate Radio officially branded merchandise. And they ship anywhere in the world. And we've tested them. And we've gotten some really unique orders from some really exotic locations. And they ship them out. No questions asked. So we're excited to have Shirtsicle on board. Also, the good folks over at Amazon, who have been our partners since the beginning, and we really appreciate that. When we come back, folks, we're going to have the founder, the head honcho at the Grill Minder, Dan Teicher, and he's going to talk to you about this great product. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, I've got a question for you. Are you a beer koozie lover, or do you know somebody that has this obsession with collecting koozies from all over the country? Kind of like me, you know, I wear that as a badge of honor. And let me tell you, I've got a perfect company for you. It's called Cooler Can Monthly, and it's the only beer koozie subscription service on the planet. Every month, listen to this now, every month they're going to send you a high-quality koozie from some of the greatest spots in the country. One month you might get a koozie from a shady dive bar down here in Texas, and the next month a koozie from a quirky mom-and-pop shop up in Nebraska. Brand new koozies every month from places you've never stepped foot on or heard of in your entire life, and that's what makes this so much fun. Package options include materials like foam or neoprene. You can also choose how long you want to keep your subscription. You can pay month to month or purchase a prepaid package. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free. Let me say that again. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free, making them one of the least expensive subscription clubs around. Now, Cooler Can Monthly makes the perfect gift for your drinking buddy, your college pal, or anybody you want to share a drink with. You know, Mother's Day, Mother's Day's next week, but Father's Day's also around the corner, too. Don't disappoint your parents. Don't do it. What you need to do is you need to go to Cooler Can Monthly, and they're offering a deal to pass along to you right now through Tailgate Radio. Use the promo code TAILGATE15, that's TAILGATE15, and you'll receive 15% off of their subscription packages. Koozie season is officially here, and if you live somewhere like Texas, it's all year long. So check out CoolerCanMonthly.com and start your koozie collection today. Say that five times fast. That's Cooler Can Monthly. Now the only thing cooler than your beer is you. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and we have a fantastic guest this week. We've got the mastermind behind a tool that you've got to have in your backyard, at your next tailgate party. It's called the Grill Minder. And to talk to us about the Grill Minder is the Grill Meister himself, maybe. We'll talk about his name, Mr. Dan Teicher. Dan, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Every time I have an inventor, a company that comes in with a great new idea or an improvement over an existing idea, there's always a story behind it. So first of all, before we get into the nuts and bolts of your product itself, tell us a little bit about the mindset of what got you guys started with the product called the Grill Minder.
So it's basically trying to fulfill a need that, you know, in the backyard, grilling out all the time, find myself a lot of times throwing my food on the grill and, you know, chasing my kids around and, you know, losing track of time. So that's what kind of started it. And, you know, I always looked at my watch or my phone and I always kind of forgot what time it was and, you know, I always lost track. So I ended up putting a Timex watch on my actual handle of my grill to remember to set the time. And actually never remembered to actually hit the button. It was kind of rotated down and just, I don't know. So I always thought, you know, maybe there's a way to, every time I want to come back to the grill, it should tell me exactly how long my food's been on. So I figured out a way to do it, and hence the Grill Minder.
If you're somebody like me, and I like to fidget opening the grill, closing the grill, checking on the steak temperature, you're telling me I can kind of get a split time, like in the old slalom days in the Winter Olympics. It's going to tell me exactly the time between my previous visits.
Yep, exactly. So every time you open and close the grill, One of the timers, the last open timers, will reset to zero, and it just starts counting up. The other timer just stays going, and it tells you their total cooking time. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, every time you put your burgers on, you close the grill, you go do what you're doing, you come back, and you look at the timer, and it tells you, you know, your burgers have been on 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So you open it up, you flip your burgers, you close it, and the bottom timer resets back to zero, and the top timer keeps going. So it's pretty simple. That's kind of my theory behind it, is really, really simple, but, you know, really helpful.
Talk to me about the process from the Timex watch to the final product that you've got packaged and out for sale right now. How long a process was that, and how much research and development went into creating the product?
So you talk about you asked about kind of the whole how I came up with it. Well, I had the idea. I'm like, oh, it's got to be out there. So the first couple of months was trying to find it. You know, I assumed there was something else out there like it. So I, you know, went all over the websites and time, you know, different timing companies, and couldn't find it. So I figured, hey, you know, I'll make it myself. So I pitched it to a couple of different companies, and one company that makes thermometers and other timing devices and things like that, grill thermometers, remote thermometers, called Maverick Housewares. They liked it. They loved it. And so we partnered with them. So they helped me kind of develop it and kind of go after, you know, the right production side. In the meantime, I did some, you know, patent work and got a, you know, patent pending on the concept or design and everything. So went after that and developed it with them over, you know, a couple of months, and then got a prototype, changed some things here and there, changed them back, you know, made some updates. And so as far as the timeline, it took about probably 2 years from idea to, you know, where I'm holding my hand at a timer on my grill. So it takes a little while, but we had to do it right, you know.
Did you come from a background of creating products, or was this your first foray into being an inventor?
I've come up with a couple of ideas, but nothing real electronic-based like this. I did, and you know, what I've found is best to partner with somebody who knows what the heck they're doing and not do it all on your own. So work with these guys, and they have the factory contacts and everything, so... it definitely helps to lean on someone who's done something similar before, that's for sure.
Yeah. What was the most challenging part of this whole process of getting it out there to the public?
I guess, you know, just making small tweaks. You get a prototype that was almost perfect, but then it wasn't enough weather resistant, so we had to make some changes there, because it's something you want to be able to keep on your grill. That's another great thing about it, is actually... stays on the handle of your grill. You come out, it's there, you push the button to turn it on, and it's good to go. So it's real nice, because it's nice and easy and simple, and it's always there. So just kind of making small tweaks to each prototype, it kind of was a little bit of a hurdle, but something you gotta, you know, you expect.
I'm here with Dan Teicher, the guy behind the Grill Minder. And Dan, one of the questions I want to ask is, as far as the design goes, were you involved in the actual design as far as the molding of the plastic and the size of the device and kind of all of those, you know, really small details that go into creating a product like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly pretty close to the first sketch that I did. I sent it over to them, and they kind of made some tweaks, and the sizing, they came out with a bigger one that was a little bit too big, so we made it a little smaller to make it, you know, just so it's not too big on the handle there. And every step of the way, it was, you know, integral part, so it was kind of fun to do it, and even more fun to have it, you know, on the grill now and letting it rip.
How can folks get a hold of the Grill Minder? Again, I mean, we're going right into the perfect time of the year for most of the country, into grilling territory for the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, right now you can buy it on our website. It's thegrillminder.com. And actually, we're running a special here with Tailgate Radio. If you follow us on Twitter, tell us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, we'll reply to you with a $5 off code that you can use on our website. So it's $25, and with that you get down to $20 delivered to your house. So it's pretty cool deal there, and we'll ship it right out right away.
Absolutely. Tailgate Nation, you heard it right there. A $5 discount on the Grill Minder for $20. You can have this thing on your grill in a matter of days. So we're going to make sure that we get that out to the masses, and hopefully you'll have a flood of orders coming in for the Grill Minder. What we're going to do at Tailgate Radio is we're going to put a link directly to thegrillminder.com on our site. So if you want to find us through there, you can, or go directly to the website, whatever works best for you. Now, when they go to the website, when they go to thegrillminder.com, what can they find there?
The features and any frequently asked questions. But we're not selling any other products right on there right now. It just tells about us, has some comments from other customers, and you can just click and buy it and use that $5 off discount, and we'll ship it out to you.
This is not a $150 price point. This is $25. $20 with the Tailgate Radio special discount. This seems to me like it is a no-brainer and should be on the grills of every household throughout America and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny you ask that because I told a few people about this before we even came out with it. Said, oh, okay, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, it's on your grill. It's always there. You need a timer. But then it doesn't really click on a lot of people that every time you close it, it resets down to zero and starts counting up. And it's, you know, there are thermometers out there. And I saw one to the guy the other day. I just happened to be in his house. And he's like, oh, I got something like that. And he looked for 5 minutes and couldn't find it. And he finally pulled out one thermometer, two thermometers. And he came up with something that wasn't even close to it. Well, you know, he had to look in 10 different drawers for that thing. This, you know where it is every time. It's on your grill handle waiting to be used every time. So it's a great price point. You know, we find that most guys, yes, you're gonna use a thermometer when you're cooking a lot, but most of the time you're probably not. You're going to be throwing some burgers, some chicken, hanging out. You want to know, you know, how long it's been on there. It always answers that question. How long has my food been on the grill? You always have an answer to that question.
Yeah, and I can tell you personally, one of my favorite items to put on the grill is a tri-tip. And I found this method where I do 40 minutes on the fat top side, and I do 35 minutes on the other side, and it has to be precise to get it exactly like I want it. And, you know, I'm checking on it and pushing on it and all that, and I can tell you, with this, I'll get a true 40 minutes and be able to flip that thing over with a lot of confidence. And so I am going to be a customer for sure, and I would encourage everybody out there to go to thegrillminder.com and pick up your Grill Minder. This, you know, spring just broke for a lot of the country. Now, it's 95 degrees in South Texas, so we didn't have much of a winter, and we grill all year long. But some of you folks in the Midwest and Northeast, it is time to break out your grills, and this would be a perfect complement to your grilling accessories out there. Dan Teicher, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And again, how can they learn more about the Grill Minder and pick up their very own Grill Minder on your website?
Yeah, John, thanks again for having me on. You do a great show, and listen to it every week, and you do a great job. So I appreciate you having me on. All you guys can go to thegrillminder.com, and you can buy your one, two there, however many you want there. And but first of all, go to at the Grill Minder. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll respond with a $5 off code. If you can contact us through the website, we'll do that as well. Just make sure you told us you heard about us on Tailgate Radio, and we'll get that out to you. And once you get it, grill with it and give us some feedback. Post some pictures. Also on our Twitter account, we're going to be giving Grill Minders away all summer. People are going to put, we're going to have a contest where you post pictures of your grill and what you're doing at the tailgate. And we're going to pick winners either weekly or monthly, and we'll get some free ones out there too. So definitely follow us on Twitter and tell us about where you heard from us.
Hey everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp, and if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get-together, and that is Beer Hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock, and if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com.
www.thegrillcenter.com, place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com.
All right, Tailgate Nation, welcome back to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank our very special guest this week, Dan Teicher from the Grillminder. And make sure you go over to his website at grillminder.com. And we're going to be sending out some tweets. So if you're following us at Tailgate Radio, you'll be seeing lots of messages regarding the Grillminder, because we're going to be giving away that great promo discount, $5 off, as well as throughout the season, we may be helping the Grillminder just give some of those away for free. So you do not want to miss the chance for that as well. But the quickest way, of course, is to pick up your laptop, open it up, or your smartphone, or however your iPad, and go to the Grillminder and place your order and get that $5 off. $20, folks. You know, you can't even go on a date for $20. And for this, you're going to get a lifetime of grilling efficiency with the Grillminder. So go and do that now. And again, thank you so much, Dan, for coming in this week. We really appreciate it, and we wish you guys all the success in the world. We know you've got a home run on your hands and are excited to hear about your successes as we move forward. Also wanted to let you guys know we got a new segment this week, and we're going to be talking to let's just let him talk for himself. He's the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild, and this is his Big Time Breakdown.
It's time for the Big Time Breakdown. For the Big Time Breakdown. Big Time Breakdown.
Boston, Massachusetts, game 4, Celtics, Cavs. Cavs looking to sweep the series. However, fans got an additional treat Sunday afternoon when UFC 186.5 broke out during the game. Our first matchup is in the extremely wide and tall division, as Kevin Love squared off against backup bassist for any heavy metal group that you've ever seen, Kelly Olynyk, who also happens to play backup center for the Celtics. While going for a loose ball with 5:24 left in the first quarter, Olynyk hooks Love's arm, then executes a well-disguised yet extremely effective armbar that Ronda Rousey would be extremely proud of, that subsequently dislocates Love's shoulder. Now, all of Olynyk's teammates came to his defense saying, "Hey, man, just playoff basketball. Are you freaking kidding me? He dislocated his shoulder. I was waiting for Big John McCarty to step out and stop the fight, but quickly after Love tapped out, he ran straight off the floor into the Cavs locker room. I can't wait to see what the NBA and Adam Silver do with this one." Olynyk and the rest of the Celtics, including Coach Brad Stevens, would have you believe it was just a freakish play that happens in playoff basketball because the intensity is so high. Well, I got news for him. It's not. You dislocated his shoulder. Are you freaking kidding me? Our second match of the evening involved Kendrick Perkins versus J. Clam Crowder. During the second quarter, Perkins set a screen in which he extends both arms and cross-body blocks Crowder to the floor. Although this bout didn't result in any limbs being dislocated, it did result in Team We're About to Get Swept squaring off against Team LeBron at half court. Perkins appears to poke Crowder in the eye during the post-fight melee. We all know Dana White doesn't like his fighters eye gouging. Not sure how the NBA feels about it, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. But oh, by the way, it's just playoff basketball. Are you freaking kidding me? The main event of the evening didn't disappoint, as JR, I'll do anything to stay in the league, Smith, went up against an extremely beat-up, yet determined, Jay Crowder. Crowder had already heard that he would not be receiving the post-fight bonus from his earlier match with Perkins, so he hung around hoping to pick up an additional bout before the afternoon ended. That turned out not to be such a good idea for Jay. Early in the third quarter, while battling for a rebound, Smith landed one of the top five hammer fists I've ever seen in live MMA action. Oops, I mean an NBA game. Oh, but wait a minute. My bad again. It's just playoff basketball, right? Are you freaking kidding me? Hey, Adam Silver, are you listening right now? When there's more MMA moves on the court than actual basketball being played, it's not the playoffs. It's Rucker Park gone wild. The NBA needs to get control of this nonsense and quit trying to justify it by calling it playoff basketball. My eyes don't lie. Neither do yours. Are you freaking kidding me? A hammer fist, a crossbody block, and an arm bar resulting in a dislocated shoulder. Come on, NBA. Get it together. The Cavs won the game. They swept the series in two of the three MMA matches. We're still waiting to hear the final TV numbers, but UFC 186.5 and Game 4 of Cavs Celtics are sure to be high. J.R. Smith earned Fight of the Night bonus with his spinning hammer fist that dropped Jay Crowder like a bad habit. Kelly Olynyk got submission of the night with his dislocation of Kevin Love's shoulder. Last, but certainly not least, let's see what Jay Crowder got. He got cross body blocked, poked in the eye, and finally knocked senseless by J.R. Smith. And oh yeah, by the way, Jay and the Celtics lost the game, which ended their season. But hey, it's the NBA at its finest. We waited 6 long months for this exciting action. It's just playoff basketball, right? Are you freaking kidding me?
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest, Dan Teicher from the Grill Minder. Make sure to go over to thegrillminder.com and pick up your very own Grill Minder for just $20 using the promo code Tailgate Radio. That's a great deal, and I can assure you that it's going to be a great addition to your grilling accessories and is going to be something that can live out on your grill from now in perpetuity. That's a big word, perpetuity, but that means for a long, long time. Also want to thank Jason Fairchild for his big-time breakdown this week. You can listen to him each and every week here on Tailgate Radio as he brings his insight and his opinion. And you can certainly let him know what you think of his opinion over at Twitter at BTB Sports Radio. That's BTB Sports Radio on Twitter. And you can let him know what you think about that. And, you know, whether you like him or you don't like him, let him know. He is he's an opinionated rascal. And he's going to keep bringing those opinions each and every week here on Tailgate Radio until we kick him off and he does his own show or something like that. We'll have to figure that out. But I want to thank you guys once again for coming into Tailgate Radio, continuing to support the show and support our sponsors, support our website over at Tailgate Radio. We've got some great news, recipes, videos, all kinds of things over at the website. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, click on some of our sponsor links, and check out their products or services that they offer at Tailgate Radio. Also want to give a quick plug to our good friend, Dawn Murphy. She's the host of Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. So if you're a NASCAR fan, a Formula One fan, an IndyCar fan, an NHRA drag racing fan, if you want all of the insight and hear from some of the biggest names in racing every week, you want to go over to Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. You can find her at all the places you can find us, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, Audio Boom, and of course, you can always subscribe at iTunes. That's Dawn Murphy, Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. Check your local listings for times and details, and I assure you, if you're a race fan, you will not be disappointed. So, folks, for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want to thank our staff, our crew, our studio development team, the folks in Los Angeles that help pay the bills with Midroll, our great advertising agency, the good folks at WebSmart Advisors up in the Boston area. They do a fantastic job. If you or your company, or if you're a charity, or if you're a celebrity, and you want a great, great website, social media presence, you want to reach out to WebSmart Advisors. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, as we always say, and we say it every week, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road.
Check 1, 2.
Game Day Media.